I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you. It's you forevermore.
It got to the point where I couldn't walk into a bar anymore. You know the kind, the true bastions of testosterone. The ones so thick with blue smoke, the neon beer signs looked like UFOs hovering in a patch of midnight fog. It wasn't for moral or religious reasons, lack of money, or even an alcohol problem that prompted me to slink out, emasculated, never to return. It was because I was a phony. While other guys swapped J-Lo fantasies or nearly came to blows defending their classic El Caminos, all I could think about was a commercial-style Viking stove and white enamel. I stared into the mirror, tawny with nicotine, and dreamed about how perfectly risen my white chocolate cloud cake would be, thanks to my baffled heat convection oven. The slow disenfranchisement of my manhood, as one friend likes to call it, began 8 years ago when I took my first cooking class. I walked into the kitchen, and there, lined up against the wall, were three hulking 48-inch Vikings, gleaming like a row of squat sumo wrestlers. I was smitten. Their unqualified size and power thrilled me. Was this what my father felt when he walked with mouth agape through the lawnmower department at Sears? My enthusiasm, though, lasted until I got home. The most my postage stamp-sized kitchen could handle was a mini-me version of the Colossi from class. Not to be outmaneuvered by Manhattan real estate, I opted instead for the still manly 30-inch model for my weekend home in Connecticut. That big boy was big enough to come with bragging rights and delicate enough to turn out flawless tweels. Of course, buying this monster would require some creative accounting because, thanks to a suicidal economy, the money I had set aside for a rainy day had long ago evaporated. Cashing in my paltry IRA was clearly out of the question, so I looked around for something to sell. My eye landed on my 1987 Mercedes, which I had christened Sadie. My heart sank. That old car had taken me everywhere, and I adored her. I stood in the kitchen looking at the catalog, chock-a-block with shiny new Vikings, and then at Sadie. Vikings, Sadie. Vikings, Sadie. After some haggling, I got just enough for the Mercedes dealership to buy the stove. Once alone with my coveted Viking, which I immediately nicknamed Thor, I whipped out a batch of cookie dough I had made earlier that morning. I fired up the oven and scooped out 9 identical balls of the stuff. I slid them into the inferno and waited precisely 10 minutes. When I opened the door, I realized I had a steep learning curve ahead of me. My cookies had been, for lack of a better descriptive, incinerated. I was undeterred. It was simply a matter of learning the range's distinctive personality, I told myself. Well, it took ruining a cobbler, 2 chickens, a lemon tart, and 12 more cookies before I was able to harness Thor's might. But after that, I could roast any fowl my butcher threw my way, sauté the crunchiest sweetbreads, and turn out an almond financier with a crumb so fine, even Julia Child would be jealous. Last night, I crept downstairs to look at Thor, not unlike how those men in car commercials tiptoe up to the garage and curl up to sleep inside their new BMWs. I ran my fingers along the sleek, sexy door handle. I revved up each burner to its full 15,000 BTUs. I thought of the guys at the Marbledale pub and their raucous one-upmanship. I imagined marching back in there with my towering white chocolate cake, the killer version with the pistachio buttercream frosting. I place it on the bar amid the overflowing ashtrays and empty beer cans, and watch. Conversation about Heidi Klum sputters to a halt, and the brutes begin to circle. Without waiting for forks, one digs in, then another, and another, caveman-like. And as they give themselves over to the pleasures of French butter and imported white chocolate, the machismo vanishes. And when the plate is empty, they rush me, offering the keys to their Dodge Ram pickups and to their girlfriend's apartment in exchange for one more impossibly perfect bite of cake. I toss back my head and laugh. I turn and saunter out the door, leaving them despondent. I win. I am victorious.